The other opportunity that hemp provides is with 11% oil remaining in the meal, that reduces some of the dustiness of the diet. So that's a plus, and it makes the diet more palatable.
That's right. Today we're talking about hemp seed as chicken feed. The voice you heard was that of Dr. Paul Patterson, professor of poultry science and poultry nutrition at Penn State University. And this is the Lancaster Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Herlock, and today we're going to talk chicken feed with Dr. Patterson. We'll hear about how the nutritional profile of hemp could change things for the industry, especially the organic industry, thanks to an essential amino acid called methionine. Stick around. Paul, welcome to the Lancaster Farming Podcast. Could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Paul Patterson at Penn State. I'm in the Animal Science Department and a professor of poultry science and poultry nutrition.
And we're going to talk about hemp seed today as a livestock feed for poultry, specifically for laying hens.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, how did you get interested in poultry?
Oh, boy. I was a animal scientist way back when at Washington State University, got a bachelor's and master's in that, and got exposed in my master's research. I did work on horse nutrition, and I got a chance to work with poultry nutrition, and it's a very exciting field. We know more about poultry nutrition than any other animal species, and at the time, probably more than we knew about humans. So the most studied field and kind of cutting edge animal commodity, good for people and the people of Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah, right. So what got you interested in hemp seed as a feed for chickens?
Yeah, as I work with the poultry industry here in Pennsylvania, and by the way, it's a very significant industry. Pennsylvania's fourth in egg production in the United States, and significant in broilers and turkeys, and number one game bird state in the nation. So I get involved in feeding and helping formulate diets for all these birds. And I've been interested especially in the organic niche, organic production of poultry meat and eggs.
Sure.
And that has some special requirements that disallow synthetic ingredients. The one synthetic ingredient they still allow in organic poultry diets is the essential amino acid methionine. And so I've been looking for alternatives to synthetic methionine because the National Organic Standards Board has been looking to sunset or eliminate synthetic methionine in the diets of organic poultry. So I've been looking for natural sources, and we've been looking across the board at Brazil nut meal, black soldier flies, all kind of unusual feed ingredients, looking for those that have a high concentration of this essential amino acid methionine.
Okay.
And that's why I became interested in hemp seed products, because they're a pretty good source of protein and methionine.
But isn't it illegal to feed livestock hemp seed at this point?
That's correct. That's one of the challenges.
Right.
However, I came across a report that was sanctioned by the Washington State Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people looking at hemp seed and hemp products for agricultural application. And they did a study, a literature review of the current studies that were done looking at this hemp seed products in feeding poultry, because they too would like to license this as a feed ingredient. And there's quite a few steps that have to be undertaken before you can license a feed ingredient.
Okay.
Basically, they must be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, just like they approve food ingredients and drugs for people. Since these animal products, eggs, meat, if it were to go to livestock or other dairy, those products would all have to be approved for safety before they would allow to be fed and then utilized as foodstuffs for humans.
Okay, is that a generally regarded as safe status? Is that what that's called?
No, that's actually different.
Okay.
That's indicative that there are no ill effects known and manufacturers can proceed. But that's not true of an ingredient like this. This would have to undergo some safety evaluations and demonstrate several steps to the American feed control officials. And then once they would sign off, FDA would look at the data and then decide if it's still safe for humans.
Hmm. Will the 2018 Farm Bill change that for poultry growers?
Probably not. Hmm. This hierarchy of steps has been in place for decades. There are state feed animal control officials in every state, and Pennsylvania has people that sit on that ingredient approval board as well, and they have scientific committees that review these feed ingredients. So that's an important first step, if you will.
Okay, so more research needs to be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the basic conclusion from the Washington State Department of Agriculture was that it looks very promising. The nutritional profile of hemp seed products for laying hens for egg production is very good. Mm-hmm. They have a good complement of essential fatty acids, they have a good complement of protein and essential amino acids and energy. And there were no safety issues in any of the literature where laying hens were fed up to 30% of their diet as either hemp seed or hemp seed meal.
Oh, wow.
But the one hang up is this is cannabis, and there is the active compound. It's called DTC or Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinoid.
I've heard of that, yes.
That's the active ingredient that gives hallucinogenic and other properties. That has a limit.
Right. Industrial hemp has to be limited at 0.3% of that, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the question is, how much of that would carry over to the egg and over to the tissues of the laying hen if this laying hen were on feed for, say, a year or 18 months? Would that pose a risk to the public?
Oh.
So that's the limiting question now. What is the status of that? And that's why the Washington State Department of Agriculture is standing down until those studies are done demonstrating the safety component of those animal products.
Do you know who's doing studies?
I don't. It strikes me that if there were a cannabis body, and you may know this, a cannabis producers association, they may be able to float the funds to get such a study done and demonstrate the tissue and egg levels and concentration. There's some other examples, other countries that have established some thresholds that the United States may look to as a threshold level of concentrations.
Okay.
There's some literature there that might prove useful. There's a European Food Safety Authority panel, and they've established for humans that level of THC or that active ingredient should be 0.004 milligrams per kilogram of body weight.
Whoa.
That's a very low level.
Yeah.
There's others that have hemp growers, European Hemp Industrial Association, have proposed a lower level. New Zealand and the Czech and the Croatia Republic have proposed other levels. So the United States has some benchmarks that they might look to in establishing what those meat and egg levels should be.
Historically, hemp seed has been a chicken feed in the past, right? In an earlier episode of this podcast, we had a historian, a guy named Les Stark, who told the story about a Lancaster County farmer named Enos Schaefer, who he was 81 years old. He was arrested in 1939 for growing marijuana. And then he told the judge that he's been growing it all his life, like his father did. He didn't know that it was illegal, and he didn't know it was marijuana. He just thought it was hemp, and he was feeding the seeds to his chickens. So it's been in our culture a long time, right?
I think that's true, and other cultures too.
Right.
There is nutritional value there. Thresholds of this drug component are the question, and new varieties of hemp, I think we can meet that target and be under those levels.
How does it compare with soy? That's what most chickens eat these days, right?
Right. So let me speak to the things that I'm interested in. Let's just take hemp seed meal. Mm-hmm. That's the whole seed that's been squeezed for the oil. They often like the oil as a human food. Mm-hmm. And in a European setting, it's high in omega-3 fatty acids. That's one of the desirable things about the oil.
Right.
And the residual meal is kind of like soybean meal. It's the residual meal left over after the soybean oil has been extracted for human use.
Okay.
Soybean meal contains 48% crude protein, and hemp seed meal is about 32% crude protein.
Okay.
Very similar.
Sure.
Or a little lower. Hemp seed oil or soybean oil has about 4% oil remaining in the soybean meal.
Okay.
Whereas the hemp seed would have about 11% remaining. So it would have a good amount of protein. There's some fatty acids left over that are good for the laying hen and could influence the omega-3 fatty acids of the egg yolk, which would be a desirable nutraceutical, if you will.
Sure.
Enhancing the yolk's value or the egg's value. The last thing is the methionine levels. Methionine levels have to be supplemented in typical corn and soybean-based diets for laying hens.
Okay.
Corn has only 0.17% methionine, soy 0.67% methionine, but this hemp seed meal would have as much as, I think it's, hemp seed would have 0.88% methionine, much higher than corn, higher than soybean meal. So that's what makes it desirable for conventional feeding of laying hens. That would make it desirable for organic diets for laying hens that might be limited on using synthetic methionine because it's higher in methionine levels than either the soy or the corn.
And if there were fewer inputs into the feed, it would theoretically be cheaper.
Yeah, that's right. It also has a really good complement of other essential amino acids like lysine, arginine, threonine.
Okay.
So as a nutritionist, it's firing on a lot of different cylinders. You've got the omega-3 fatty acids, you've got good protein, good energy, good oils, and you've got essential fatty acids too.
Right. As far as growing the crops between hemp, corn, and soy, do you think hemp is cheaper or easier to produce? Like acre per acre, do you get more hemp seed per acre than soy or corn?
You know, that's something I know nothing about, and I would be interested in the agronomic piece.
Right.
What would be the yield per acre? You know, we might get 150 bushels per acre in corn or more. What would the yield be of hemp seed? That would be a great question in our area.
Do you foresee hemp seed being like a disruptive force in the poultry industry?
No, I think it would be a small factor. I think it might be a marketing niche for those producing a natural bird or an organic bird that they used hemp seed to eliminate synthetic methionine. There would be a client, a customer that would appreciate that extra effort that was utilized in including that in the feed of the laying hen.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be terribly mainstream.
Right.
I'm always reminded by my agronomy friends here at Penn State that we need some rotation crops for corn and soy. So maybe hemp would be a good rotation crop. Anytime you rotate crops, you eliminate some of the insects and pests. You eliminate some of the weeds as you rotate these crops. Helps for organic production and elimination of pesticides and herbicides. So
Sure. It's
another possibility in a crop rotation program, perhaps.
Yeah, I was talking to the farmer over at the Rodale Institute. And he's very excited to get hemp in his like 5-year rotation. You know, they just finished their second year of growing hemp there now.
Okay. And I've heard others echo that same opportunity.
Yeah. How about the drawbacks to feeding hemp to chickens?
Well, one of the things we care about is particle size, palatability, these things. Another oilseed product that we feed to laying hens to enhance the omega-3 fatty acids are flaxseed and safflower oilseed. These are very small seeds, and grain bins and threshing equipment can lose these very tiny seeds. It's my understanding these seeds are very small, and it takes good control to not lose yield, lose product. And then ultimately, when you crush the seed, extract the oil, the cake is an important part of that. So losing seed, the size of the seed, the final particle size of the meal are all important palatability prehension steps for laying hens to eat. Or other birds to eat this product. So these are important.
Right.
Baby birds especially need smaller products. We grind the corn and the other feeds into smaller sizes for baby birds. And then as birds get older, a bigger particle size. So it could blend very nicely.
Right.
The other opportunity that hemp provides is with 11% oil remaining in the meal, that reduces some of the dustiness of the diet. So that's a plus, and it makes the diet more palatable.
Okay.
So a couple pluses there that might work well for hemp included in poultry diet.
Okay. But no real drawbacks from what I'm hearing.
No, I don't really think so. One of the challenges with feeding commercial birds is it's expensive to maintain a lot of different ingredients to make a diet. Hence, the simplicity of feeding corn and soybean-based diet. But Pennsylvania is the largest food manufacturer in the United States. So we use byproduct feeds like bakery byproduct meal, brewer's grains, distiller's grains. We use byproduct food feed in livestock diets that can't be utilized in the human food chain.
Okay.
So we're already doing that. So a product like hemp seed that might be utilized for other reasons could fit in well, perhaps. It does require an additional bin. We do need good uniformity. That's an important part of formulating poultry diets. It's very precision nutrition using least cost formulations. So uniformity of the varieties and the quality is really important.
Okay.
So if growers were to jump into this, they would want to coordinate and provide a reputable source of this hemp seed meal that was processed to the right protein and oil level. So therein requires a processor.
Right.
Unless you're going to feed the whole feed, the whole seed, which is another possibility, but you might be wasting the oil. So that's another step in the process, is the whole grain, and then this processing or extrusion of the oil, and then generating this meal. So that takes an intermediate party in the process.
In your opinion, what could farmers, either poultry farmers or crop farmers, be doing now to sort of prepare themselves for hemp?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there were a Hemp Growers Association, I think they could probably fund the research to demonstrate the safety component of either poultry meat and eggs or other livestock to facilitate this approval by FDA. And then before the industry is going to want to, poultry farmers are going to want to feed it, they're going to want this demonstrated to them that it's a suitable feed ingredient, that they're not losing performance in terms of body weight, in terms of egg production, egg size. You know, there has to be some demonstrations done to facilitate its application and use. And then finally, the price. The price has to be right. If one individual is looking to make a killing on the meal, if the price doesn't forecast correctly, it won't get pulled into the diets of poultry. Again, the poultry industry and the livestock industry today formulates on a least cost basis. And if the price isn't right, it won't get pulled into the diet.
How can farmers avoid getting taken advantage of or getting the short end of the stick in all of this?
I think we have to have clear outlets for the product. And I think that will come. You know, we're seeing it in the West Coast and California and Washington and other states that have approved the use of cannabis in certain levels. The hemp seed will kind of probably follow that same path. And there'll be a clientele that are looking for this product. Again, knowing full well that it doesn't contain any THC, but they may seek it out for other purposes.
Sure. Were you involved in any of the Penn State hemp research trials this year or last year?
I have not. I've been involved in two recent studies working with FDA and that American Feed Control officials. We did some studies with the black soldier fly larva meal.
Okay.
We've done some other studies recycling poultry waste products, where we pull the minerals out of the waste products and recycle them as calcium and phosphate supplements.
Oh, wow.
So these are the kind of things that AFCO and FDA get involved with in making rulings. So hemp would be in that similar category, defining it as a new feed ingredient.
Okay.
And all the safety and residue trials have to be done to demonstrate safety for the animal and safety for the public.
So more research, more research, more research.
I'm afraid so, before it gets into the egg counter.
Well, what's the timeline, do you think, before hemp is, you know, in the cycle?
You know, it's probably going to take a year or two just to get those safety trials done. I think it'll come on quickly, but it's not going to be commonplace anytime soon, I don't believe.
Okay.
I think you're looking at 4 to 6 years before it, you find producers that are selling eggs and or poultry products that are fed hemp seed meal or hemp seed products.
And then you suppose they would market those products as such?
I would think so. Again, well, you have experience with other hemp seed products. So I think that would be a niche.
Right.
A natural bird fed hemp seed and other ingredients would be a selling point. Livestock and poultry producers, ag people are always looking for a niche to separate them from the commodity markets, and this would be another opportunity.
Paul, any other thoughts on hemp as a feed?
I think your example of your early 20th century farmer in Lancaster is a good one. Poultry are good foragers, and they like seeds and nuts and grasses, and I think they would readily eat this product. And that was the reading that I learned through this Washington State review, was that there was no palatability issues. These birds readily ate these hemp seed meals and other products, the oil. They were very palatable and I think would make excellent poultry feed.
And so from what I understand, it's a main ingredient in a lot of bird seed too, right?
I didn't know that. If that's so, I'm interested to know that.
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of imported hemp seed in bird seed.
Okay. That actually is one other concern I have, because right now, if we were to gear up quickly, we would rely on other sources in China, and others are some of the biggest producers of hemp seed. So therein lies a question of quality. And we would need standards of quality, standards of the THC, protein, and amino acids, as I mentioned. Formulate diets, you need these numbers. So quality control would be critical to American farmers and American poultry producers, and critical to the American public that they were meeting these quality criteria. So this is not backyard production. It needs to be mainstream and well researched.
We've got some of the best farmers and farmland in the world here. So I think once they have access to hemp, they'll do just fine.
That's highly likely. Yeah, I agree.
Do you think the marijuana stigma around hemp matters anymore?
You know, it probably does for some, but again, there is a niche here. We're not feeding the world on this product. So there will be a niche for those people that want this product. I'm not worried about that. While there might be a stigma for some, there's another group of people that would be highly interested in buying this product, I believe.
Well, Paul Patterson, thank you very much for joining us today on the Lancaster Farming Podcast. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, Eric. Thanks so much.
And thank you all for listening to today's show. Remember, if you have questions or comments or suggestions, send us an email to podcast@lancasterfarming.com. And be sure to check us out online and on Facebook. We've got lots of great content for you to read. Okay, I'm your host, Eric Harlock. And until next time, I'll see you in the newspaper.